Hi, my name is Maria Anna Chrysovergi. I started doing photography because I wanted to record and present the world around me the way I perceive and comprehend it. My camera is a tool that allows me to demonstrate what is really in my mind and heart. Growing up, I was always very reserved, but imaginative, and photography was a way for me to express myself. Born and raised in Greece, as I was growing up, things in my life often were not ideal, but I was always very appreciative of what I had and tried not to care about what I didn't. Books, comics, movies, music, and art have always helped me keep a positive attitude towards life and kept me going. I'm the kind of person who associates with the protagonists of the movies and books that I have watched and read. When I like a song, movie, or a book, I don't let it go. It becomes part of me, and I can listen to it, watch it, or read it many times over. Although I'm a very realistic and pragmatic person, I enjoy imagining myself encountering some of the situations in these books and movies and sharing characteristics with their heroes. This helps me escape from my reserved self for a while, and it makes it easier for me to deal with real life problems. It works like a defense mechanism against any obstacles I encounter. This escape from reality and the connection between two different worlds happens in my dreams, and I want to embody it in my artwork. Photography acts as a mirror of my dreams and secret desires. My thesis is an attempt at portraying the last 4 years of my life at Bates as I would if I liked them to be. My photographs are autobiographical, presenting real-life events from my own life, but with the addition of a magical and supernatural element. I have constructed a narrative that appears to follow a day of my life as a student, from the moment I get out of bed until the moment I go back to sleep. Of course, the activities and locations on my photographs are not all coming from one day, but have been sought over several weeks. Some of the thematic material in my photos is from my second major, which is biology, and my work in the lab, my job in the library, my daily routine including rituals and chores, as well as other fun activities I enjoy doing. Each photograph presents a different part of my life that can be seen and comprehended individually, but also as part of a bigger picture of what makes me who I am. Some of my images show common day-to-day activities that most people would identify with, and some that make me unique. I invite you to spend some time looking at the images because I think the more time you spend, the more you will see. The main inspiration of my work is Matilda, the book I read as a child and has stayed deep in my heart and memory. The book is based on the life of a young girl whose family is not supportive of her love and learning and whose headmistress is very abusive. In order to deal with her problems, Matilda gets the power to move objects with her mind. With her very poor school teacher, Miss Honey, as her only ally, she orchestrates a series of pranks which enables her to face both her parents and her mistress, who is suspected of having killed Miss Honey's father and stole all of his money. Using her powers, Matilda helps her teacher to take back what rightfully belongs to her, and the story ends with Matilda being adopted by her teacher and living a happy life. She no longer has her magical powers by the end of the story. I identify with Matilda and she inspired me to picture using magical powers to fix my own problems. Although her story is vastly different from mine, I admire her courage, intelligence, and humor. Using her story as a model in my life gave me a way to reenact one of my favorite childhood books and to give Matilda another life through my own. I hope viewers can see how our stories are connected and that some of them see the work as an invitation to try to imagine how their life would be if they had magical powers.